Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here is Larry.
Yeah, buddy. We're rolling.
They're hot tonight.
Well, we had a little technical difficulty here in the studio, but we got it fixed, and we're rolling now.
I think so.
Hey, folks, we know that you are expecting a episode, the second part, with Dr. J, but we wanted to come to you very quickly over some of the things that have happened in the last week or two. And so we're going to move that episode to next Wednesday, so be sure and tune in. Randy and I wanted to get with you today on the fact that, Randy, I got a big question. How is it possible for an assassin to know exactly when and where President Trump is playing golf?
Wow. That's a loaded question.
It really is.
How in the world did he know that?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've been involved in communications and stuff like that with radio and stuff like that. And I know that you can monitor certain frequencies and all that, police frequencies and scanners and stuff like that. But, you know, that's interesting to know. How did he know he was going to be playing golf right then at that time?
At that time. And, you know, obviously he's probably going to play his own course.
Right.
Okay. But a lot of people are saying that wasn't even on a calendar.
Yeah.
That had to have been leaked.
Right.
Okay. I mean, folks, let's call this thing what it really is. They're after Trump. And if you'll remember, what was it, episode two we talked about? Yeah. And I even just put a short out there on our video platform just within the last few days that if Trump, they'd already tried to kill him once.
Right.
And I had my thoughts that was only the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot of people, a lot more popular and smarter than I am, I guess, they said the same thing.
Right. Well, Larry, the thing is, too, is you know, all we get is, okay, there's going to be another investigation.
Yeah.
Well, you know, good Lord, we haven't even heard from the first investigation. We ain't heard anything from it.
Are they investigating the first time?
Who knows?
Seriously, there's no updates. Of course, with the communist media that we've got, we're never going to hear and see anything.
Right. And Larry, that's one reason why we've started this, is to let people know. It's not that we've got a full staff of people and investigators and media people that can do all this. Good Lord, it's just me and you. But the thing is, if you're relying on ABC, CBS, and NBC, and sometimes Fox, especially those first three, you better just throw those out the window.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, Fox is pretty good, but there's other sources we're finding and we're seeing stuff that's happening and the truth that's coming out and finding it on internet. And we'll list some of these. You know, Next News, I watch him a lot.
Okay.
It's a guy that started by himself. I mean, he was doing the switching just like we are, just by himself.
And, right.
But he was doing all the research and everything on it. Next News, Sky News, it's they're out of the UK. They're just sitting there laughing at us. It's crazy.
America's got to be the laughing stock of the world right now.
Right. But the point is don't, if you're relying on your TV, what you see on CNN and Fox, and especially ABC, CBS, and NBC, especially ABC.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
NBC.
Yeah.
I mean, NBC is MSNBC. It's the same thing.
Absolutely.
So go over there and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you see what's happening.
Here's what I would tell people is turn off all of these networks and quit watching them, because all they're doing is poisoning your mind.
Right.
I mean, absolutely. What you need to do is start following people that will give you some information on podcast, on YouTube, you know, and these news channels
right.
that you're talking about.
Right.
Dig out for yourself. But what the problem of it is America has grown lazy and they want to remain stupid. They want to stick their head in the sand and act like, oh, this was just an accident. This was just one weird guy.
Well, what's
going to
happen tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Good question.
They're not giving him any more Secret Service. You heard them say.
Yeah.
You heard them say, oh, well, he's not president yet.
They said he's not a sitting president.
Exactly.
If he was a sitting president, we'd have the whole perimeter of the golf course turned around. Wasn't one assassination attempt enough? But here's some of the things that I'm digging up. Here's a guy that says Homeland Security is the one that's leaking these details. Homeland Security is leaking it to the FBI. They said that the FBI is running the assassinations attempts.
Interesting.
Okay. But then they go on to say, but the Secret Service is loyal to the man and love him too much to let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me that you're standing on a green. I golf.
Yeah.
You're standing on the green and you happen to look over to the woods and you see a gun barrel sticking out. I got to tell you, that is the odds of that happening. They're
right.
Pretty slim.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that guy should be, you know, that guy should be commended for doing a great job.
Oh yeah.
But he'll probably be fired. probably will.
We haven't heard from the guy. I haven't seen it. Have you? The guy that actually shot on the first one, the guy that shot him, that was on the roof, the guy that shot the guy that was on the roof. They said, we want to talk to him. We want to talk to him. We want to talk to him.
Well, the guy on the roof got killed. Remember?
No, I'm talking about the marksman,
shooter.
The shooter.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
They wanted to talk to the Secret Service guy.
Yeah.
And bring him in front of Congress and let them, or Senate, whoever was talking to him, and ask, let them talk to him.
Hey, right before I got here, breaking news is that Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida is not turning this guy over.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I saw it on Next News. I didn't see it on Fox.
Okay.
I didn't see it on NBC, CBS, ABC.
Right.
And a lot of this, what you can do too, is if you get on X,
yes,
which Musk owns, it used to be Twitter.
Yeah.
So, and I just got on it. I wasn't on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm a loyal. What is it? The other one, the
TikTok.
TikTok.
God.
My office is full of TikTok stuff.
My phone is full of TikTok.
I click on one button and I've ordered it. So.
Randy sends me anywhere from 4 to 24 TikToks every day. I'm like, oh my gosh, the man lives
on TikTok. Well, it shows a lot of neat stuff on the houses and all that,
of course,
you know,
yeah.
So
right.
What's in trend. But let's get back to it.
Yeah.
If you get on X, you'll see all these guys that are posting all this news stuff, and then you can just follow them directly.
I got to tell you, Elon Musk is becoming one of my heroes.
Well,
I mean, really, he is.
You know what I wish they'd do? I wish him and about 3 other guys to get together and buy ABC.
Oh, wouldn't that be fabulous? Wouldn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I would jump. I would listen. Oh, yeah. I'd watch it all the time. I think
right.
It'd be great.
Right.
Well, you know, here's another question that I want to pose to you. MSNBC happens to be on the golf course filming Donald Trump playing golf.
Interesting.
Now,
what are the odds?
Is that a freak accident? You know, did we not learn anything from the Butler rally? You know, CNN had not covered any of Trump's rallies until that one.
Right.
And
right.
That's when they shot him in the ear.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
this thing is dirtier. It is worse than we could even imagine.
It's getting worse.
Call us crazy, people. But I'm telling you, you need to pay attention. This government is corrupt and they're coming after President Trump. And here's my whole thing. If they'll come after him, you're next.
You're next. Come get your guns. Come get whatever this.
Oh yeah.
You know they want to shut us up.
Oh
you know,
yes.
They shut this podcast down. You couldn't do this in a third world country.
No.
Or a communist country.
No.
You couldn't do what we're doing. Well, guess what?
And we're one step away from it.
She's wanting to regulate what happens on internet.
Yep.
It's coming.
And if Commie Lala wins, buddy, it's over. You talk about turning out the light, the party's over.
The party's over, buddy.
It is.
You want me to play that music?
Not right now. But let's go to a commercial, and then we'll come back for some more rants.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
You know, Randy, in segment one, we alluded to that Ron DeSantis wasn't going to turn this guy over.
Right.
Well, I think Ron probably is smart enough to realize he doesn't want the next Lee Harvey Oswald.
No, I know it.
Huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they killed the guy on the roof, the shooter on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
They killed Lee Harvey. And, you know, a lot of people, now, like I told you, I'm a big conspiracy theorist, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm there. Throw one out there, I'm buying into it, folks. I've only heard of one that was so far-fetched that I wouldn't, okay?
Just one?
Just one. So my whole thing is, he's smart. He's holding on to the guy. But here's what I'll tell you. The communist, and that's what I call the Democrat Party, okay? Mm-hmm. They're the liberal Democrat Communist Party with all of their rhetoric. Mm-hmm. And all of the filth that they spew out there that are total lies,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we heard a lot of it on that quote-unquote debate on ABC.
Right.
Okay? They're all communists, and this has led up to two assassination attempts.
Right. Larry, if you look at the communist countries, what are the first thing they get a hold of is they destroy the history. They don't want the history around. If you go over into China,
mm-hmm.
you cannot even ask about Tiananmen Square. That you ask about that,
oh yeah,
you can't talk about it. You can't talk about it because it's history and it's part of the history. They want to erase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've already erased a lot of our history, taking down statues, this and this and this. It goes on and on. So the next thing they do, of course, you go over to a communist country. They control the media.
Right.
They control all the news and all that. Well, we're so close to that. We're so close to that. I mean, thank God we got the internet and we can see what's going on. So it's, you know, the history, the news, and then they can start controlling the people, which we're seeing it follow right through.
Randy, a lot of people used to get upset with me because I'd call America a communist country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would just ruffle their feathers. So.
Right.
And I just look at them and say, get over it. We are one, okay?
Yeah.
And they just got so upset with me. But you know what? In the last, I'm going to say, 6 months or so, people are like, well, I don't want to agree with you.
But now I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. And, you know, folks, I know that there's different levels of communism. And it's just, I mean, look at North Korea.
Yeah.
You know, it's super, super, super strong. Mm-hmm. And the control, it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
And it's inching more and more and more. We've said it for years.
Yeah.
You've said it for years. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Some stuff you've said I didn't agree with. I said, well, I think he's right. It's happening. You know, ran on, man.
Well, you just look at me and say, rant, 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 you know, so that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I wish I wasn't right because I love America, but I love the America that we used to have. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But we've become something so totally different. I mean, all the rhetoric that has been out here, Harry Truman said, I found this today, it said America was not built on fear. It was built on courage, on imagination, and unbeatable determination to do the job at hand.
Wow.
That's what Trump is trying mm-hmm. to do.
Right.
But all of their rhetoric, they keep throwing it out there saying that here's Kamala is what I call her because she's a communist and she lives in La La Land. So Kamala said, Donald Trump is the biggest threat to America since the Civil War. She said that on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, somebody tried to kill Donald Trump.
Right.
Here's a question. Here's a picture of the Biden and Harris administration, Chef Jose Andres posing for a photo with the would-be assassination.
Just hold it up to that camera.
Yeah, right, hold it up right there. There it is, folks. Yeah. Why is it that the would-be assassination is taking photos with a Biden Harris? I don't run with that kind of a guy.
Right.
You know, and so then you get into all this other rhetoric. Here's a girl. I mean, now this heifer, I mean, I can't even stomach her, and I've never even heard of her until this quote. She put on X, "No ears were harmed. Carry on with your Sunday afternoon."
Hmm.
That was her response.
My goodness.
That was her response. Now, folks, the difference between the communist left party, all these liberals, the difference between them and us conservatives,
mm-hmm.
Randy, I can disagree with you all day long. I honest to God, wouldn't pee on Kami Lala if she was on fire. Okay? Now,
I know you wouldn't.
I would not. Her and Hussein, I think they're absolute evil. Mm-hmm. I put them in the same classification as Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I'm not out trying to kill them.
No.
And I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the left, and you've got Maxine Waters in California. She said years ago, someone needs to take him out.
Wow. Oh, that's right. I remember that.
I mean, this is the people, and yet they're the ones that all the communist media gets on there and gives them all the airtime, yet we're the ones that's considered weird.
Right.
J.D. Vance is weird. I don't see him running around in women's clothes and underwear, lingerie, dancing around like Waltz has.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they get all of the airtime.
Well, you know, going back to the assassination attempt, and they say, okay, let's just do an investigation. Larry, we haven't even heard all of John F. Kennedy's results of the investigation.
Right.
They haven't even released all those files yet.
Right.
And what was that, 50 years ago?
Yes. Because they want to cover it all up.
Right.
Because they're saying that the same people, which is our government, that took Kennedy out, is trying to take Trump out.
Right. Right.
You know, what was it a couple of episodes ago I talked about, you know, John F. Kennedy? He said, before I leave this high and mighty office, I'm going to reveal. He mm-hmm. was only killed like days later.
Right.
RFK was leading in the polls and leading against Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? A week later, he had his plane crash.
Right.
Folks, are these the type of things that you're just going to sit back and be ignorant? You can remain ignorant all you want, but it's time that you take your head out of the sand. I'm cleaning that one up. Out of the sand.
You mean sand?
Okay, take your head out of your butt. That's what I really mean to say. And face the facts. This is the kind of government, this is the kind of people that's running our government. They're a bunch of communists that are out to destroy our country. Do you really think that Hussein and Biden and people like that and Kami Lala, do you think that the things that they do to our country is by accident? They're trying their best to make America the next third world government.
And they run it.
And you have the ultra wealthy and the ultra poor.
That's it.
But middle class, like you and I,
right,
have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're wanting to shut us up.
Exactly. Well, folks, we'll be back in just a minute.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best homestyle catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Folks, here's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves.
Good old Abe.
Good old Abe, and dear God, that's back when we had some real leadership in America.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, before I forget, I had a friend that actually emailed me a correction. He said, Larry, stop calling Congress and senators leaders. They are not leaders. They're representatives.
Yeah, that's true.
Representatives of the people. And Randy, there's a big difference.
Sure.
And I emailed back and said, hey, buddy, thanks for the correction, and I will try my best to change my vocabulary and not let that happen again.
Yeah, they're representatives, I sure. They're supposed to represent us.
He went on to say there's only one leader.
Yeah.
And that's the president.
That's good. We need to have him on the show.
Well, I'd love for him to, but he's already told me a multiple reasons of why he won't, okay?
He must be a somebody. We're a nobody.
That's right. We're nobody. You know, there's one candidate who they've tried to murder twice, and another candidate who was appointed.
Mm-hmm.
That was Joe Biden.
Right.
Now they ran their course with Joe Biden after they installed him like a toilet, and now they've got Kami Lala.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is which one do you think is the threat to the establishment who is a forever war machine? And which one stands for freedom and liberty?
Well, the way I would look at that, Larry, is who can talk and who can't? Who can answer a question and who cannot?
Yeah.
You know, she can't, she doesn't do press conferences. And the reason, it's not her, it's the people behind her. They're not letting her.
Right.
Hey, do not talk to the press. That is your orders.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Biden. They did not let him talk.
Yeah.
And that's why he never answered any questions. He just, well, you even heard him. Will I get in trouble if I do this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me give you a couple of, you know, the rhetoric is what has gotten Trump shot and shot at twice, okay?
Right.
And let me tell you something. They all wanted to see his head blow up on national TV, and they would have played the fool out of it.
Probably.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The guy had the GoPro on the golf course. He would,
oh, yeah.
He would have just videotaped that, and the liberal communist media would have played it over and over and over
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have been respective like the space shuttle that blew up.
Right.
They wouldn't have been respective mm-hmm. at all.
Of course not.
And, you know, Kami Lala and Biden and all of them can go out there and say, oh, we're so happy that he's safe. I don't believe that for one
well,
second.
Well, they all say that. You know, we're not for violence. We don't think that. So, you know, it's not true. What do you got there? What are you going to read?
Well, let me tell you.
Tell us some of that. I heard a peek of that.
Some of the rhetoric that we're hearing is Kami Lala on June 18th of 2020 said this, and once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House. Our rightful place? Spoken like a real dictator. Look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in this great nation, for it is you that betrayed us.
Wow.
Kami Lala said that. That's an exact quote, folks. Mm-hmm.
Yet, of course, you'll say, oh, well, I don't believe that today.
Yeah, yeah. My standards haven't changed. Here's another one. Kami Lala said, Trump is a threat to our democracy and fundamental freedoms. She also said, does one of us have to come out alive? Ha, 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 that hyena laugh that she does. Joe Biden said, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye.
Hmm.
Now, I got to tell you, Randy, I don't run around saying that kind of stuff.
No, no. Larry, look, you hear all this. You even got some more to read, but
yeah.
Look, listen.
Jump in.
It's just going to take somebody that's a little off
mm-hmm.
to get their gun
yeah.
and do it. Now, yeah. you know, sure, I would imagine that the guy that was on the roof that shot him last month, he was a little off.
Yeah.
I would imagine that this guy that did this, was it Sunday?
Yeah.
He was probably just a little off.
Sure.
But how many more people now hear this stuff right here that you're reading of what they say,
yeah.
what they're saying,
yeah.
that's a little off,
mm-hmm.
and line it up for next week, next month, or whenever. They're
I
lining
totally
it
agree.
Up. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. You have to be a little off to do this kind of stuff. Nancy Pelosi says Trump is a threat to our democracy of the kind that we have not seen.
Yeah.
Really, Nancy? Because I think you and your crazy gay husband are about as weird and demonic as they can become. Here is Hakeem Jeffries. We must stop Trump. Now, let's see here. Oh, here's a good one. State Rep. Stephen Woodrow, a Democrat from Colorado. This is what he said after the second attempt. The last thing America needed was a sympathy for the devil, but here we are.
Oh, my.
Now, goodness is that gracious. Something for someone to say? Adam Schiff, Trump is the gravest threat to our democracy.
Right.
And then those of you that are still watching the liberal communist news, okay? Lester Holt, NBC Nightly News, says, today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims.
Hmm.
You know, I think it was said that Kami Lala lied 28 times, something
right.
like that,
mm-hmm.
during the quote-unquote debate that yeah. ABC put together.
Right, and we haven't touched much on that on this program, but
yeah.
that was just, good Lord, it was three, it definitely was three against one. And,
oh.
and you know, when you get three people against one,
yeah.
the one is going to just start slugging whichever
oh, yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And it may sound crazy, you know, but that's what he did. He started slugging.
Yeah.
And did they were ganging up on him.
Okay, if
you
and two other friends ganged up on me, what do you think I'm going to do?
Right, the same thing.
I don't care if you put a 90-year-old woman to back her in the corner. She's going to come over the top of you fighting and kicking.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? I interrupted you.
I don't know.
You know
it's just three against one. It was.
You can't tell me that wasn't well rehearsed. You can't tell me that Kami Lala didn't have all of the answers. And you know what's really funny? I have the habit, and I really told somebody the other day, I wish I didn't have this, but I had this unique ability to see some of my most minute things. I can go to a shopping mall and sit there for hours and watch people
right.
and come out of there and give you reports of stuff that I saw that other people just glance over. For some weird reason, I noticed Kami Lala's earrings. I can describe them
right.
down to the letter
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yeah.
I can do it. And I had no idea that they had Bluetooth earrings that you could speak to somebody.
Well, the thing, and what I was going to say a while ago, is that when you watch her, when she wasn't talking,
mm-hmm.
she was sitting there with a smirk on her face.
Yeah.
Just like it was like, okay, I'm pitching it to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all chew him up for a while.
Yeah.
And she was sitting there smirking and smiling
yeah.
and watching the commentators or the news guys,
yeah.
You know, tear into him then. She was smiling the whole time.
Well, when you have a sorority sister and
yeah,
a communist.
Exactly.
Okay, on your side, and you know all of everything, and they're talking to you in your earbud, giving you everything.
Right.
Because that woman can't even complete a complete sentence. Now, mm-hmm. we went from Joe Biden being in a coma to, you know, just a pure idiot that can't even formulate a complete sentence.
Right. Well, you know, the news anchors, they had their earphones on, and you know they were being flooded with all the exact stuff they say, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they admit yeah. they had earphones.
You know, and I will tell you, Randy, and I told you this in private before, if I were Donald Trump, I would refuse any debate. In fact, if I was a future candidate for president, I would say no. I am not going to go on a presidential debate. Not going to do it.
Right.
Because these whiny communists have to have their channel, have to have their hand-selected communist news reporters, if you will, doing the job. Everything, every debate that Donald Trump has ever been on has been slanted and been that way.
Sure it has. Well, what it ought to be, a debate is you ought to let Trump ask her questions and she asks Trump questions.
Yeah.
Forget the commentators.
Yeah.
They go back and forth, back and forth.
You and I could be the commentators.
You know,
I'll ask a question.
Hey, we could do that.
I'll ask a question and say, hey, shut up. You didn't answer the question. Don't ramble off on that. Don't go down that rabbit hole.
That's right.
Come back to my question and give me an absolute answer.
Yeah. She never answered the first. She still has never answered the first question. Still. They've asked her even after the debate. She still has not answered the first question.
Did she answer question? And all she did was lie, lie, lie.
She had her script. Well, she was given the script and of the questions, and she had her pre-rehearsed answers.
Well, folks, let's end this show with this one thought. I said it before on a podcast, and I'll say it again, Randy, and maybe you're ready to buy in with me. If Trump is still alive, if they haven't killed him, I'll go vote for him. But if not, I'm going to do a write-in vote for Tiger King. God bless America. Tomorrow starts the same.